always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
We heard the reports, a couple of published reports are saying that the Cardinals are about to go hat in hand asking for more public money to spruce up Busch Stadium. Now, remember, this isn't anything that's that new of a concept. I mean, there was a big request for, you know, like $1 billion in taxpayer funding for the Kansas City Chiefs and Kansas City Royals. And voters said, yeah, no, they called their bluff. And we're actually hearing, I have actually heard a couple rumors that even the Blues are saying, hey, come on, man, we wanted stuff spruced up at the Enterprise Center. Maybe we need a new place to play as well. Haven't seen that percolate to the top of the headlines yet. But the bigger question maintains, is it good for a community, in this case St. Louis, mm-hmm. to so-called invest in pro sports, major league sports? Patrick Tuohy is with the Show Me Institute. And Patrick, good to chat with you again here. It's been a little while. We hear the same arguments over and over. It's like, hey, look at all the economic activity that Ballpark Village brings and Busch Stadium brings. And, you know, now you've got, you know, other either partially or fully publicly owned stadiums. And the Cardinals did spend the most of the money to build Busch Stadium. But when they say we need a public-private partnership or we need public funding to generate all this economic activity, it's good for the region. So that's why it's good for taxpayers to subsidize this. What's the conceptual answer that we'll get into some of the details?
My goodness. Hold on to your wallet. I think the biggest problem is that teams have been successful at this in the past for decades. They've asked for money, they've gotten money. If people hesitate, they threaten to leave. And so I guess I want people to understand we hear this all the time and not to believe the claims or the threats. That's the first thing, because these appeals are emotional. People love their teams, they identify with their teams, and so teams are going to leverage that. And then, of course, the other thing is just what is the benefit to the community of foregoing all this tax revenue for these teams that are very profitable?
Good morning, Patrick. I'm actually wondering if we have, you know, studies that have been done to prove one way or the other, if that's true. Are these economic engines like they argue, or is it a wash or something worse?
It's a wash to something worse. And, you know, you can get economists who will make a very simple issue complicated. But this is what people in St. Louis need to understand. Simply because there is a new thing you can spend your entertainment dollars on does not mean that you're spending more money. And so when they put a stadium anywhere, you have a different option. You may have before gone out to dinner or seen a movie or gone bowling. Now you're going to spend it on a ticket, you're going to maybe go to a restaurant before or after the game. You're not spending any more money. So when teams claim that there are wild economic benefits to them being downtown, understand what they're doing is simply saying you're spending money here at the park, but you would have spent it otherwhere, someplace else. So it's not a net gain to the economy. And that's the part of their economic analysis they don't tell you. They just tell you about the new spending in the new location.
Well, and speaking of locations, let me follow up on something you just said, Patrick. That is, the teams tend to say, boy, you know, we'd hate to have to leave, but we just need this. We have to have it. Is that part of just the emotional appeal? I mean, to me, it's almost an economic hostage taking to some degree. And in Kansas City, the voters said, hey, we'll call your bluff. Do what you got to do on this. But that's a tactic that we often see, you know, as well. And of course, I mean, obviously the Cardinals aren't doing very well the last couple of years, but you look at the Oakland A's and they're like, hey, we're up and we're moving. We're going to Sacramento. So you do have teams that can point to something to say, hey, listen, you don't give us new stadium, we're going to do what that team did.
Oh, I don't think St. Louis needs to be reminded of teams leaving the metro area. I think St. Louis needs to be reminded that they ought to behave, the taxpayers ought to behave with some dignity and self-respect and say, look, we are a great market for you. You make a great deal of money off of ticket sales, off of merchandise, off of TV contracts, advertising. You do very well in this community because we are here to support you. That doesn't mean you should also be able to reach into our pockets to take tax dollars that would come from people who may never go to a game. And so, again, a great partnership is we're a great market. You make lots of money. That ought to be the end of it. But they have learned, like you said, to play that emotional hostage taking and threaten to literally take their ball and leave.
Good morning, Patrick. Stompontikas here. Mike mentioned the Oakland A's, and we can toss in a couple other cities too. The Arizona Coyotes and the NHL moving to Salt Lake City because they had problems with venues there. I think they played in three different venues during their years in Phoenix. And then you got the Bears threatening to leave downtown Chicago to go out to Arlington Heights. You got issues with the Cubs and the White Sox up there. Do you think that the tax issue will be the focal point regarding all of this?
Look, teams go where they think they can do well. Mm-hmm. And that actually is the case of Stan Kroenke. The city offered lots of money to keep the Rams in St. Louis, but ultimately he wanted to go back to Los Angeles, and Kroenke got zero money from Los Angeles. So the first thing St. Louis or any city needs to do is to be a good market. This is the bigger problem with economic development subsidies is, you know, it used to be in the good old days, amenities downtown, such as entertainment districts, convention centers, ballparks, anything, was a lagging indicator of a healthy economy, right? People were investing in your downtown because that's where they wanted to be. That's where they could make money. Somewhere along the line, city leaders switched the causal relationship, and they thought, oh, if we build all these amenities, then we will get a good economy. And that's where we are right now. St. Louis seems to think that it doesn't have to do the hard work of building a good city, and rather can just kind of rush to its dessert and build stadia downtown or convention centers, and they think that will do the job for them. How many downtown parks does St. Louis have? Four? Maybe five if you include the university? So it is demonstrated that it is not enough to build a big amenity and think that the city will thrive as a result. The city leaders have to do the basics of providing for good schools and roads and public safety.
We're visiting with Patrick Toohey from the Show Me Institute. And one of the things that I remember, I mean, obviously I've talked on the air, I used to be the communications director at the Show Me Institute. And over the years, one of the things that was that came up that people realized when the whole ballpark village aspect of was being built, and there was a lot of tax incentives and things like that.
Yeah.
And the Cardinals, of course, point to look how crowded it is, look at all the revenue that's coming out of there. But go a block or two outside of Ballpark Village, and businesses, restaurants, bar, they've shut down because everything was drawn away from them at taxpayer expense.
Yeah, no, it's heartbreaking because you end up with a subsidized, let's say, entertainment center. The taxes that place generates, income or property or sales tax, often are returned to the developer to offset the cost of construction, right? That's tax increment financing. And of course, the people a block away who have been busting their butts to build a restaurant to comply with all the codes, the health requirements, the business licensing, right? To get through all that stuff so that they can pay taxes, are now wiped out because of somebody who came along and doesn't have to pay taxes. It's an outrage morally at some level.
Patrick, is there any positive case to be made for the use of taxpayer dollars for economic development in this sort of way, be it increment financing or special tax districts or anything like that? Is there a positive case that can be made that actually has some evidence behind it?
Gosh, they would be far and few between because what has happened is private businesses have figured out what the scam is. Mm-hmm. I think what St. Louis and Kansas City and anywhere in Missouri could do is if they simply drew a circle around a part of town that they wanted to revitalize and said to businesses, if you want to develop in this area, we will give you subsidies, instead of just letting the developer take the lead and identifying where they want to go and having the city, you know, support that decision. As long as people understand that you may revitalize this small part of town, but you're likely doing it just by drawing businesses from elsewhere in the city. Now, it may still be a good idea to revitalize that area, but don't think that you're actually creating anything new. So I think there could be good uses of it, but people have to understand exactly what the trade-offs are.
Well, and that can be abused as well. Kansas City, about, gosh, I don't know, 10 years ago or so, Patrick, something like that, there was a community improvement district that was put into place, and the borders were literally the property of the property lines of a fancy hotel on the plaza, the Country Club Plaza.
Yes.
That's right.
And they wanted to use the money, if you recall, to replace, you know, carpet, yeah, patch, you know, drywall and things like that. And so again, as conservatives, we are against taxation, but at least we would say that it ought to be the government that's doing the taxation. So many of these additional taxing jurisdictions, community improvement districts, whatever, allow businesses to be the tax collector. And of course they use it themselves, and it's so open to abuse. You work at a public policy think tank and you become kind of a cynic, and yet some of these things are still shocking to you.
All right. And of course, we'll find out in the coming weeks or two. The DeWitt family, who owns the Cardinals, has said, you know, a little premature to say that we're going to be asking for this. And one of the things that they say, Patrick, in the last minute or so we've got is they're saying, hey, remember, we financed almost all of Busch Stadium. Very little public funding was used for Busch Stadium compared to other stadiums around the country, which actually is true. It wasn't as much as they said it was, but they're maybe making an argument to say that, hey, listen, we actually built most of our own stadium, so come on, you kick in. Let's be fair here. The DeWitt family feeling a little bit of blowback both from the right and the left on this, and so it'll be interesting, yeah, to see what they come up with.
No, I would respond, that's great. You've built your own park. Congratulations. Show up when your taxes are due. I don't think that the fact that they invested themselves years ago means that we ought to chip in now. They've demonstrated that they can do it and they don't need public funds.
100%. Amen. All right, Patrick, we always ask the question, the way to follow what you're doing, obviously website, social media, how do you want people to get in touch?
They can just find us at the Show Me Institute website, showmeinstitute.org. I don't spend enough time on social media to justify anybody following me.
Okay, there you go. We tagged you anyway, so, you know. Just All right, Patrick, good talk to you. We'll chat with you soon.
Thanks much. Take care. Right.
For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.